This is Disabled Girls Who Lift. We are reclaiming what's rightfully ours one podcast at a time. It's Mary Beth, Chloe, and Marcia bringing you the thoughts and unpopular topics to get you out of that ableist comfort zone. Hey folks, welcome to another episode of Disabled Girls Who Lift. This is your girl Marcia in South Florida on a Seminole Tribe land. We have two hosts and a special guest. I will allow them to introduce themselves.
Good morning, y'all, or whenever you hear this on a fine Monday morning. It's Mary Beth in Northern California on Ohlone land. And joining us today, she also sits on Ohlone land, very, very close by, Shravya Guda. You've definitely heard her, seen her on our page. Believe you were on the panel of Spoonies not too long ago, speaking her word. But one of our fellow 26-year-old powerlifters who also works in healthcare technology, a really huge topic in the Spoonie world. So I'd love to talk more about that. And certified cat mom, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys,
serious cat lady over here. Deep down inside I'm a cat lady, but I have three dogs, so
like currently clawing into my leg because she's bored, so you know it's real, the commitment's real.
She has nothing else to do.
So there's a section of damaged nerves on my leg from my ACL surgery, and she somehow just picks like that one spot just to claw into every time.
Ouch.
She knows.
Oh, no. It's like she knows.
She's trying to help you out. She's trying to
reintroduce my attention, dad, dude.
So what do they do when you're lifting? Because as it stands now, you're lifting in a living room, right?
Yes, I am lifting in my parents' living room. I'm very thankful that they are allowing me to transform this room that we literally never used growing up into a gym, finally. So Songul is my apartment cat. She doesn't ever, she doesn't go to my parents' house, so she doesn't care that I lived. It's fine. Pumpkin is the cat at my parents' house. She's the big orange one. She will, you know, spot check me. She'll, you know, make sure I'm hitting my dips. She'll make sure I'm pausing my benches. She looks hella judgy, like for real. She'll just sit there on her little like cat castle thing is right behind my setup, so she'll just sit. That was not 2 seconds pause, bitch. Like you do that right.
Judging you.
Yeah, for real. Like, she's never really gotten in the way of the weights, which I'm, you know, if I'm about to max out or something, I'll, like, make sure she's in another room just in case something happens. But, yeah, she's enthusiastically nonchalant about it.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if they get in the way, because mine, like, they think we're coming to the playroom to play with the dog. You know, like, they get in the way of the deadlift, sit on your bench. Little dogs that act like cats, but...
Uh-oh. Yeah, I mean, she just doesn't really care for the most part. She's like, oh, humans doing some fucked up shit again. Well, all right then, like, where's my attention though?
Yeah, she doesn't mind. My dogs are not allowed in my garage, so they're not allowed in the gym. I have a lot of no areas. I don't have the tolerance for it. If it was up to my partner, they'd be everywhere, but like, they're not allowed in the kitchen, they're not allowed in the gym. And he'll be in there and they'll be like, oh, hey, let me slide in. And I just turn around like, no! I'm not going to have dog hairs in my mouth while I bench. Like, I'm not. I can't.
Oof.
I can't. The hair's everywhere.
Oh,
I can't do it.
I know. I don't even notice that anymore. I go to work with black sweaters and just hair all over. I'm like, oh, yeah.
My partner keeps telling me, like, well, don't you have a lint roller yet? And I was like, honestly, I just keep probably going to buy one. Like,
you just get used to it. You just are the fluff.
A priority. Exactly. Like, whatever.
Live the fluff. Like, this is my truth.
Who am I seeing? I'm not even going outside. Like, who am I seeing? You know, like, right. I'm going from my apartment to like my parents' house to like Trader Joe's.
Exactly.
Trader Joe's can see me covered in cat hair. I don't care.
So you still live in your apartment?
So yeah, I was living in San Francisco. I recently moved in October to a one bedroom apartment. So it's like my own space. I love it. I love living alone. I was just telling my doctor like 2 weeks ago that she was like, oh, how's the isolation treating you? Like, there's an adjustment. It's like, no, I thrive.
Wow. She actually asked though.
Yeah, no, my doctor's awesome. She's the only one like I've ever actually liked, which I'm thankful she's doing remote visits because I didn't want to find a new one after I moved.
So you moved to, so you're not in San Francisco anymore? Because I'm
no,
I would think a one bedroom in San Fran.
I was say you're paying for.
Yeah,
I'm in LA living out there.
Oh yeah, no, I'm down in the South Bay now. I got a really good deal too because I think the previous tenant just kind of up and left like without much notice. So the rent on my place, I think I'm pretty sure was significantly cheaper than what it usually would be. So I think I locked it in.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
knocking on wood. I don't want to like shoot myself in the foot here.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's happening in the South Bay too? Like Marcy, I'm sure you know a little bit, but like in the tech hub, we've got Netflix, we've got Google, Apple, like all these big tech companies where they mm-hmm. house like thousands of employees, you know. But now that they're going to be working from home for the next 2 years at least, everybody's been moving out of state, freaking out of the country.
That makes sense.
Not even here anymore. I mean, at least a good amount. So rent prices have either been going down just a little bit in the South Bay or given out like $200 a month of rent discount, which has been great.
That makes sense though. You have like a mass exodus because like I don't need to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the restaurants are, well, your restaurants and stuff are still closed or no?
They're open for delivery, I think.
Yeah, so you literally have nowhere to go.
A lot of like the downtown areas will have like roads blocked off so the restaurants could do their like outdoors and make it indoors, make it outdoors tent things.
Yeah.
And it's cute. I like it. I honestly think they should stay blocked off. I really like, you know, it's a lot more chill in the downtown areas like downtown San Jose, down in Mountain View. Mm-hmm. It's cute. It's really cute.
Yeah. Less driving, less traffic anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, down here it hasn't really, it's not that kind of a town where it's like, you know, one big company is has all the jobs and whatever happens with that company drives the market type shit. Like, it's not really like that down here.
Yeah, I mean, it was,
it's
annoying,
stupid.
It drives the rent prices most definitely, kicking everybody out of their hometowns, you know. Like, people are probably glad that a lot of the techies are leaving.
I bet.
For reals.
Like, except for like all the acai bowl places and shit, right?
I mean, with $20, I can buy my own damn bananas, you know, instead of getting a fucking bowl.
Yeah. They're probably hurting right now. All the juice places and whatever, like, the $8 a cup coffee places. Not looking good.
That's too real.
But I mean, so like it sucks for a lot of people, but so far, at least when it comes to housing, you've been all right. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been. I'm thankful for that.
But your healthcare, so your one doctor's remote, but is there other like ongoing stuff that you've skipped or haven't had access to since the pandemic started?
For a while, I like was really putting off one of my rich routine blood tests because I didn't want to go to any like hospital medically space where, you know, I'd be sitting on a chair with like someone poking into me. So I was supposed to get a blood test last March. I put it off till like late August. Finally got it done, but I was like not happy about having to do it. I mean, other than that, like that's kind of just a maintenance for my body, just, you know, getting blood tests every now and then, making sure the meds are all working as expected. So I mean, if I had to do anything, that's like, that is the most important thing that I should be doing to make sure that I'm on track.
Right.
That's the one thing I was like, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to. Yeah, I get you. I have like,
I do miss the doctor though. She's great.
So you have like one go-to person at least. You don't have like five different specialists.
For now. Yeah, I have one go-to person who does a really good job. I actually picked her because her bio, it said, you know, like I treat the body like as a whole. She's really wonderful. And when I'm with her, my care really is, it feels collaborative. She acknowledges that like I feel what I feel. And she also knows that I've probably done some research into what I might be feeling, and she'll honor that. So she'll ask me like, what do you think it is, and then we can
what?
Go.
right.
Yeah.
Please drop the name for California people so they can look her up too.
Her name is Juliet Mandel. She's with One Medical. She's fantastic. Like, highly, highly recommend.
That's great. What, a doctor that doesn't gaslight you? Holy shit.
I know.
Take my money.
I know. Like, I go to her, I'm like, look, I've been feeling like shit. Like, I've been on my meds perfectly, but I feel like shit. She's like, okay, let's talk about it.
And she, wow.
Yeah, I've never given her up. I love her. She's great.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh man, I'm in a back in my season of like a million specialist, which is like, why? There was a year where I kind of just took breaks, and then last year was COVID, so I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely taking a break from appointments. But that's what happens to me. I'll go to one person and then they'll be like, something's up, I'm not sure, maybe you should see this guy. And then I go to that person, they're like, maybe you should see this person. So that's where I'm at right now.
Finally, and those have all been remote
in the world.
Too?
No, they're not all remote, because some of these people are like, no, I need to see you in person.
But why?
Yeah. So if you're a new patient, for the most part down here, they're like, we need to see you in person. And I'm like, okay. I guess I'm not going to feel great about it, but fine. Here we are.
Oh, you know, it's so they can charge you an extra $300 to the insurance. I had one video call because I thought I was getting like COVID symptoms after the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the gap where I didn't have insurance from my previous job to my current job, like 2 weeks. And I was like, why am I getting a $120 bill for a fucking video chat?
Yeah,
but if you were in person, that would have been like $450.
It's very interesting to see those bills from insurance. So I have good old government military insurance, so everything works out pretty great. But you know, you'll go in there and it'll be like hospital billed $1,200, insurance allowed $187. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, give me a line item receipt. Have you seen those posts on Instagram?
They just make these numbers up. What is, you have insurance for your job then, Travia?
Yeah, I do. Okay. It's just like taken out of my salary, how much I pay for it. The biggest switch in transitioning off my parents' insurance to my current insurance was my pharmacy. So I was doing mail order meds, like just like 9-day supply. My birthday's in May, so I turned 26 in May and I had to get new insurance. And I mean, like, It was from Blue Shield to Blue Shield. So, like, surely I cannot have been the only person to turn 26 and stay in the Blue Shield system, but on a different plan. But, like, the pharmacy just dropped the ball, man. It was bad. I was off my meds for, like, half of June when they were getting their shit together.
Yeah.
And so, it didn't ship. Mess. And, like June, like, 5th or 6th, I'm like, why haven't my meds shown up yet? I'm running out.
Oh, shit.
So I look into it and they're like, oh, you know, your plan's inactive. I'm like, no. The old plan is inactive from when I was 25. I turned 26, so now I have a new plan. They're like, oh, yes, you're right. I'm like, I know I'm right. Yeah.
Yeah, get a hold
of it. And then they're like, okay, we'll have that shipped out. And, you know, 2 weeks pass. I'm at this point, like, just there are no meds. Like, I've run out. And I'm like, what? So I call them again. And I'm like trying real hard to like not be mean because I'm very impatient and I get very stressed very easily, but also like I don't want to be addicted to people on the phone.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, where are my medications? Like I need the supply of my medications. Like that's it. And they're like, oh well, we're very sorry, but it says that your new plan doesn't start till September. But it didn't, but that's not like I had the in writing, you know, your new plan's effective June 1st. So I'm like, someone obviously, like, I don't know, confused a 6 for a 9. Like, I don't know. Someone fucked it up. And the whole transition was just so bad. I just switched pharmacies. I was like, fuck it.
Fuck you guys.
But now they're emailing me telling me, oh, well, you know, you need to pay for your meds that you never got. I'm like, no, I don't.
What?
Damn.
Yeah.
You gotta
I have,
be
like,
shitting me.
I have to call someone tomorrow after this. I'm like, I've gotten like 3 letters. They're like, oh, you owe us money. I'm like, you never sent me the medication.
Right.
I could not figure out that I was The same person on a different plan. Like, how? I cannot be the only person to have
Oh
turned
my
26
gosh.
in the world,
It's so
obviously.
hard. It's so complicated. I had to leave. I used to just do Walgreens because, they got drive-through. It wasn't that much of a hassle. But then they started fucking shit up like, oh no, we're out of these pills. So you could go to the other one on 46th Street. So we filled you like seven and the quantity's 30. So you can go get the rest. I'm like, what the fuck? What you mean get the rest? Like what? You could have called me on the phone and tell me this before you wasted my time and told me the
They
prescription
give you
already when it
seven
wasn't
pills.
ready.
Seven pills out
Yeah.
of the
I was like, after that, I
Oh,
was like, I gotta
it's
go.
like a free sample.
Yeah, free.
Ever
Oh,
since
no.
then, I've been doing the mail-in. I was like, I'd rather just no thanks. Never
Yeah. I
mind.
switched to this place called Alto Pharmacy, and like, so with the old pharmacy, I had to just jump through hoops to put in a fucking prescription.
Right.
With this one, I put in the order within like an hour, and then that same day the meds showed up to my apartment.
Oh, they
Not that
mailed it to you
hard.
and everything.
Not that
Yeah, it's
hard.
like, I mean, it's literally like Uber, but for meds. It's
Oh, damn.
it
Why
is the
not?
future. It's
Yeah,
great.
why not?
Damn.
I ordered iPhone and I got it the same day. They used Postmates. What's the difference? Why not? Why can't they
You
just
just see
call up DoorDash and just
the
get
drones like hovering over
the
your front
For real, bro. You can track the guy as he's like, coming to your apartment with your medications, and if a signature is required, like they'll send you a link to like sign it. Or you can schedule it like a same day delivery, next day delivery. Like it's amazing. My friend started working there. She's like, yeah, you should give him a try, given that you've been off your meds for a couple of weeks. And I was like, yeah, I should. I
And
really
they're
should.
internal, like within that pharmacy, or is it like a group or like a third party company that delivers it?
I think it's internal. I think it is. The
Damn.
carriers work for the company as well. And they're based in a lot of like major metro areas. I know, Bay Area for sure.
No,
Maybe
that's
like
smart.
Seattle and like Chicago.
Honestly, it pisses me off that we're like so fancy and tech savvy, but like shit like pharmacies is still so behind. Like, damn, dog. Like, can we get some innovation too? Like, what's
It's just,
good?
it's too
It
much.
doesn't
It's just
make
a nice
sense.
thing. We can't have nice things. That's how it
We
is.
can't have you right because it's our fault that we're sick, obviously, anyway, right?
Should have done more juice cleanses in my youth.
Should have
Fuck
prayed
you.
more. Should have done more juice. Should have ate cleaner.
The praying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
dropped the ball on that one real
Fucked
quick.
up. It's our own fault. Whatever. Speaking of, go ahead, Mary Beth.
What's also kind of wild is just like COVID has given all these other people so much time to think on like how they can get treated by the healthcare system, that everybody and their mother is trying to get doctor's appointments,
Yeah.
prescriptions for things that they never like really had side effects for until they suddenly were stuck in their house. So everything's just like backed up. I had a friend over here who like whose daughter had a crazy fever of 120 or something and was like throwing up, and they couldn't find a children's hospital within 60 miles that had a space for her.
Holy
Like,
shit.
it's backed up. But the frustrating thing is, people are just making appointments when they don't necessarily need appointments.
You can't get to your PCP then, like, and you want it handled that, like, you have nothing else to do. Like, I'm trying to schedule my regular annual, just regular blood work, and they're like, well, since it's COVID, we're not taking that many people, and my appointment is months out. So
Oh shit.
that makes sense to me. I can see that happening. You have nowhere else to go, and you're like, fuck it, ER it is. Do you
Right,
guys have
right, right.
urgent cares?
Yeah,
We
I
do.
went to one actually last year for a really high fever in January. So it was before everything started, but I had like a 104, 105 fever. It was like
What's up
it was
there?
bad. I was like hallucinating.
Oof.
So I get my ass to the urgent care, and like, I mean, the only thing I've been really drinking all day is like orange juice and like water. I'm not gonna eat when I have that high of fever. And the doctor was like, you know, orange juice is very sugary. It's not good for people like you. I'm like, oh, I'm just here so you can fix my fever. Like, am I in septic shock or I just have the flu? Like, tell me that. Well, you know, you should really avoid sugar. It's like, I haven't been able to eat anything all day. This is all I'm doing.
I didn't get free nutrition advice.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so if I were like half the size that I am, would you have actually considered that I'm not here because of my orange juice and because I'm actually feverish? Is that the criteria?
Yay.
So I haven't been to an urgent care since. I was just like, oh, fuck this.
But is that common for you when it comes to, I mean, not even just healthcare, even just if you wanted to hire a coach or be at the gym, you getting a lot of stigma just for not being in a small body?
So my coach is great. She's, you know, it's Amanda. You know Amanda. Amanda's fucking fantastic. I love Amanda. So, you know, hiring her was never had that issue. My old coach, a little bit, like, he kind of just made a lot of assumptions about my goals. And, you know, he didn't program the way that, he didn't program in a way that was conducive to my body not getting injured, basically. He was programming a lot of movements I just physically could not do, like, fucking, like, dragon flags. You know, that crazy, like, Bruce Lee ab thing. I can't do that.
What is that?
You hold on to, like, the side of the bench, and then, but your body is hanging off, and so...
Oh, like when people were doing the flagpole, whatever shit. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, just do like, you know, 10 reps of that. I'm like, where?
What the hell?
Like, oh yeah, you know, once you'll get it. I'm like, I have never done a deadlift before, and you want me to do this? Like,
and that was your first ever coach?
Yeah, that was my first ever coach. That was a whole mess. Hilarious.
So you did get injured then, I'm guessing. Or did you realize that, like, it wasn't gonna work?
I was just, you know, not really happy with, he basically told me that I was a trash athlete and a trash person.
Oh, nice.
And he wouldn't even give me my openers for my next meet. So I kept texting him like, hey, what do you want my openers to be? Like, you know, I'm like 2 days out, you know, I don't know my openers. What are my openers? Finally, literally like midnight the day before my competition, he texted me my openers and I'm like, yeah, we're done.
Oh,
wow. Man. And I'm paying you, bro.
I'm paying you for this. But it's so tough because if you, and I don't know if you were lifting before that or if you had any experience before that, but if you're brand new and that's your first experience, you don't know shit about shit, like, you could just buy into that. Like, oh, well, this is just the community. Or he's right, it's just because I'm not that good. That's why he's treating me like, you know, you might really buy into that and not realize that, like, nah, he's trash.
Yeah, I went off program once. This is the only time I've ever gone off program. It was with him. And I was just, you know, I was like 4 months into lifting and I had a really shitty day. So I just did a heavy deadlift, like not super heavy either. It was like a, you know, 225 pound deadlift because that was heavy. Like when I first started, I just did like 2 reps of that and then, you know, went on with the program as needed. But I felt really bad. So I wanted to be honest with them and tell them, hey, dude. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know I did these 2 extra reps, which, like, would they have made a difference? No, but I'm anxious. So I told him.
Great scheme.
Yeah. And the dude just went off on me. Like, you know, like, you'll never progress this way. You're, you know, this is why you're a trash athlete.
What in the actual fuck?
And I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, have you not ever dealt with a power lifter who ever like chose to lift a little heavier one day?
I
Every
know.
powerlifting coach has experienced that. What the fuck are you
But
talking about?
see, that like scared me into compliance, basically. So I haven't
Right.
gone off program since. I'm just like, oh God, oh God. It's like fucking traumatic, man. Like that was my,
No.
I don't
There's so
know.
many. There's so much there. Have
And then
you,
I
do you
guess.
know anyone else that was coached by him, or were you, like in the gym with other people coached by him?
I do know one person who was coached by him who also, I think, stopped around the same time I did. This guy actually is no longer coaching. He kind of just
Good.
got fed up of Instagram lifting and
Piece of shit.
yeah,
He should be
basically.
fed up with himself.
I've gotten also random comments, not really in strength gyms. I think people in strength gyms are fairly respectful for the most part. At least that I've experienced around here. I have been yelled at for not knowing kilo conversions off the top of my head. And I'm just like, bitch, I'm not doing math right now.
What the fuck
We
is
are in
that?
America.
That's so
But
where the metric is
what I'll
pounds.
get actually is if I'm at a commercial gym, a lot of like the older Indian ladies will be like, oh, you'd be so pretty if you were just a little thinner. Like, they're like, good job, sweetie. Good job for working it off. And I'm like, your daughter was a bully through high school. Worry about her. Don't worry about me. It's fine.
Plus,
Fine.
I'm doing great.
For real. Like,
This is
stronger than
horrible.
your family
So
combined.
good that you're biking. It's low impact. I'm like, I just like biking, bitch.
Like, you don't know shit about fuck. Can you leave me alone, please?
For real. Oh my God, for real. I'm just like, worry about yourself. Come on. Just don't talk to me. I have my headphones on.
No, impossible.
Wow.
It's so, oh God, it's so ass backwards because you have to deal with like gym bro dudes that think they know the best for you, because you not only femme presenting, you're in a larger body, you brown as fuck, like you got all these things that make somebody assume you don't know shit and they think they could yell at you like that guy did. And then you come back to your own peoples and they got their own fucking bullshit about bodies. Like you can't win. You can't win. I stopped talking to When it comes to my family, I don't talk to them about lifting shit whatsoever. Like my mother used to tell me my uterus was gonna fall out. Like
Everyone tells
not
me
a
that. I'm like,
conversation.
honestly, like I'd be okay. Like, if that means not having to pee the rest of my life, cool.
Cool. Not it's
Dope.
fine by me.
Like, all
My shit's
right.
fucked anyway. That's
Let it fall.
why.
I don't
Oh my gosh, it's the worst. And you
know. My
can't win.
immediate family is super supportive of lifting, and I'm really happy that they are. Like my, I started my home gym with like a PVC pipe and bands, and now it is what it is. Like I have a whole ass rack, and like we just got a weight tree yesterday. My brother, dad, and mom are really, really into it, and I'm so happy that they are. Because it's a cool thing that I get to share with them,
Yeah,
and
that is.
like I'm coaching my brother right now. I get to see my dad. He was benching 45 in like July, and now he's benching 65.
Oh, you got the okay. Okay, what about mom?
Mom's doing more like isolation work, so like she's doing her single arm lat raises. She's doing her face pulls.
Okay, get
Oh my
it.
God, you
Okay.
got
Some
the
like hip
family
flexor
in on
strengthening.
it. Yeah. So
That's
she'll
amazing.
tell me like, yeah, I actually taught her how to squat earlier this year. So she was like, I can't squat, my knees can't take it. I'm like, Mom, you're just doing it wrong. So I taught her how to engage her glutes. I taught her how to like, start using her knee torque, and she's like, oh, this doesn't hurt anymore. This is
Anymore?
great. It's like so wholesome. I love it. But then, like you go to India. I went to India last year before, not last year, I went to India in 2019 because it's 2021 now.
Yep. Get it
Went to India in
together.
2019 or 2019. And the thing is, my family, like me, my mom, my brother, my dad, we're all tall. We're all broad-shouldered. We are significantly larger than like most people in
All of
India. So,
India, just like the Philippines. Yep.
yeah. So the average Indian woman's like 5'5", average Indian male is
Yeah.
like 5'6", 5'8". So I'm taller and bigger than like most of the dudes there. So, we'll go and no matter how much I try to like blend in, like, you know, I'll wear my Indian clothes, I'll talk the languages, like, I'll do everything I can, but I just stick out like a sore thumb. My brother does too, and my mom does too, because you have, like, these, like, three people, and, like, when my dad, when he does go, like, he does too, because, like, he's, we're all
giants,
you know, like, everyone's down here, everyone's, like, heads are this level, and we're just up here, like,
you look people fucking notice. Players,
yeah.
And, you know, like, it's just the confidence, like, this the way we carry ourselves, like, I, you know, I stand straight, I don't slouch, I don't, like,
make eye contact,
I don't make myself small, and that's what a lot of Indian women are trained to do, so people know I'm not from there, and then I got all the harassment, like, oh, like, you know, all the older ladies, like, oh, I'd be so pretty if you lost weight. It's just, that's a thing there to give, like, unsolicited advice. It's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. You either get that or, like, you get treated like royalty, right? When you're, like, so tall and you've got, like, European features and that, I don't know, you just don't look like the rest of the country.
Yeah, or it's, like, you know, like, your hair is so well, you know, like, your hair is curly, like, that's such a thing. I put in braids when I'm there because, like, the humidity is just not, you know, not friendly. But if I do leave it down, it's like, oh, wow, like, your hair is so long. It's so thick. Like, what do you eat? You know, I'm like, I ate rice this morning. I don't know. Like,
I'm just exhausted. It is, like, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Stop talking to me. I'm anxious. Like, I came to here just, like, to buy a fucking, like, bag of chips or something to the corner store. Leave me alone.
Oh my god.
The
gosh.
Stairs, man. The stairs. Mm-mm. Okay, but at least you can speak the language because anything outside of that, then you're fucked. It's like, you American, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so people can tell I'm not from, so they'll assume I don't. So then a lot of the guys will, like, catcall and assume I don't know what they're saying, and then I'll tell them to shut the fuck up, and they're like, oh, sorry, ma'am, sorry. This happened, and my brother was like, we were doing touristy shit finally, because, you know, I was telling my parents, like, yo, we've been to India so many times, and I've never seen the Taj Mahal. Like, what is that about? Like, why haven't I seen it? So we did a whole, like, North India, I'm South Indian, so we did a whole, like, North India excursion, and it was really fun. It was so beautiful, and nothing like I've ever seen before. But in this one city, this group of guys was, like, staring at my ass. And my brother, he's like, hey, I don't want to freak you out, but those guys are, like, talking about you and looking at your ass. And I was like, oh, who? So I go right up to them, and I'm like, what? What do you want? How can I help you? And they're like, what? You know what? I'm like, yes, I know what you said. I'm not fucking deaf. I'm not an idiot. Like, I know what you're saying. And they're like, oh, how did you hear? How do you understand? I'm like, I'm talking to you in your language. I know what you're saying.
Wait, like, you're speaking back to them in the language and they said,
yeah, they cannot put the two together. They do not know how, one, I heard them talking very loudly about me, and two, that I understood what they were saying. I'm like, you were screaming about my ass, in front of my ass. Like,
yeah,
my ass heard.
And literally, like, you're literally not saying this, like, as an insult to deaf people, but, like, literally, I can hear you.
Exactly. Precisely. Like, precisely. Like,
hello.
So they're just astounded.
I can hear you.
Precisely. Like, I am a hearing person who heard what you were saying about very my simple body.
Well, and you responded, right? How many, like, yeah, how many women kind of just walk away? And
the cognitive dissonance. They're like, oh, sorry, ma'am, we'll never do it. I'm like, oh, you, of course you'll do it again. Fuck right off.
Never do it again.
But they went away. My brother's just like, how did you do that?
Sorcery.
It's like, dude, I come from generations of brown women who make people cry. I got it in my blood. It's all good.
But I wanted to go back to what you said about how you've been there so many times and never been anywhere. I think that's, like, peak immigrant culture. Like, you travel and vacation just to stay at somebody's house, right? Like,
oh my god.
Just yes. And then, like, if you So, like, new age us, right? Like, this age us, we want to go out, we want to see things, we want to hike and explore. And then you'll come back to whoever you're staying with, and they'll be like, but I made dinner for you, and you didn't
Yeah.
make me. Like, bitch, I ain't travel on a plane for your dinner. But you can't say that.
You cannot say that. It's just like,
You can't say that.
like, I got an itinerary
No,
for the
even
whole
the
week.
aunties I've stayed with, like in New York or something, they're like, "Oh, what do you want me to stock the fridge with? I won't be here. I don't. It doesn't matter. You don't have to buy any groceries for me, lady." Or I've
Honestly,
got
though.
20 restaurants that I saw on Instagram. I gotta try, auntie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the hip kids do in India, because I don't do it.
Yeah,
My aunt,
it's
actually, this
man.
this past visit, she finally realized, like, oh, I want to experience the city as a young adult. My aunt's only 15 years older than me, so she's like kind of more like my big sister cousin almost. When I
Right.
was born, she definitely introduced me to her friends, not as her niece, but as her cousin, because she was 15 and didn't want to feel old. So we'll go on her motorcycle, and like we went to the mall, and like, yo, the malls there are fucking fancy. Like, there's like rooftop bars at the malls,
The
and
mall?
yeah. So you go,
Okay.
and there's like courtyards and rooftop, dance floors and shit. There was like a when we went there was like a special yoga event happening. It was like SoulCycle X Yoga. It was very fancy.
Soul cycle.
I was not dressed to be there. I was like, oh, people dress up. People dress up to go to the malls. Okay. Okay,
Oh.
you could have told me.
I wore my
You could
flip
have
flops
told
and my
me.
ripped up
And this is
jeans, but not the cute ripped up jeans. Okay, you could have told me.
I didn't comb my hair for that. Like, oops.
And that was still Northern India or
No,
Southern?
this is South India, so this is in
Okay.
Bangalore. It was called Orion Mall. It's fancy. There's like fancy soap stores, not like Lush, not like the normal fancy soap stores we have here, but like L'Occitane. I don't know how to say that. It's
Oh, I know
French.
what
I
you're
don't
talking about. Yeah. Where
know.
the like little hand things would be like $48 for the sample looking size ones. That place is fancy.
Wait, so since you brought it up, let's talk a little bit about yoga. And like, I've been enjoying on your Instagram stories, like all of your brand call outs, just like
Yes,
all
the
these random ass,
appropriation,
like white
man,
girl
is rampant.
CEOs, and then all these like yoga connoisseurs who are either, sterilizing the history of yoga, first of all, or like doing the complete
Commodifying is the
opposite.
word I
Yeah,
like
like,
using. They're
oh,
commodifying yoga.
getting those like om tattoos and shit, or just like,
Marcia sends me all of the ones she finds, and
Namaste.
I just pick a fight with every single one.
Yeah,
It's
I send her on.
So
Go,
you do.
go, attack!
I think my current favorite strategy is just to kind of play dumb, be like, oh, can you please explain to me what Namaste means, please? What is that from? Where does it come from? And like, the thing that they don't understand is Namaste is a very normal greeting. It's how you say hello in India. You just put your hands together, your bow, say Namaste, and that's just how you say, hey, how's it going? But now it's like, I bow to the soul in you. The what's good in me bows to what's good in you. I'm like, yeah, I mean,
Within you
it's a great
recognizes
sentiment.
and loves the light within you.
A great sentiment. I'm like, bitch, like, this isn't, you're just saying hello. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I can't. It's like, there's this one that tried equating the Hindu god of fire, Agni, to this like gross fucking health nuggets, for like digestive fire and whatever the fuck
Oh,
else.
so
And I
they
was like,
could like catchphrase that shit.
yeah, I was like, I think it was like Agni for all, and I was like, oh. What do you know? Like, oh my God. So I think they blocked me. I'm pretty sure they blocked me. I had a friend also do a whole audit of their website and talk, give them free advice on how to make it more culturally, give the culture what it's due.
Appreciation, not
Exactly. Yes, that.
appropriation.
And, you know, like, just, she wrote them a whole thing. They were like, oh, well, we can give you store credit. And she's like, I don't want your fucking store credit.
What?
I don't want your gross health nuggets that appropriate my culture. Fuck off.
Missing the point. Absolutely missing the point. Oh, man. The part for the appropriation that really just bothers me the most is how much people miss out on yoga because of what they think it is by people that don't even, like, they're selling you white thin, oh, you must be vegan and you must juice and wear leggings or like these floofy dresses and you have to look like this and it has to cost this much. And it's like, just bullshit.
I've been liking your
bullshit.
Yes, you do yoga already series. I think the most recent one was like the hip airplane. I was like, uh-huh, yeah, she called that out. I like it.
Yeah, that shit gets on my, oh yeah, look at this new hip cool thing, hip airplane. Like, bitch, you do a half moon pose. That shit been gone for centuries. You would do shit. Like, come on. How many people are like, check out this new warm-up lunge and twist? Like, damn.
Or when you tell someone like, oh yeah, sit in goddess pose as a hip opener, they're like, oh no, I'm a power lifter. I don't do yoga. I don't sit in goddess pose. And then they just sit in a deep squat and like,
Interesting concept. Yeah, it's that's the part that probably makes me the most upset. Yeah. It's like, people take it and they made it a brand, so anyone that wants to use what it really is calls it something else. Like, that's not cool.
Or what about that it's like too feminine, right?
Yeah,
that's probably why powerlifters try not to associate.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like graceful and pretty, and
you, like, just, you have to wear your Lululemons.
There's so many different types of yoga too, and I'm just like, there's different yogas for different purposes or different practices. You know, like my 88-year-old great uncle does yoga every morning. The dude's jacked, like jacked.
Yeah,
I would not consider him feminine.
Yeah,
like, dude's stronger than I am,
but that's what we've been sold.
Mm-hmm.
But so we think that it's true, and you can see, I mean, I got my yoga teacher certification, so I got like somewhat more of a taste of the actual community per se. Like, shit I never really paid attention to, like, apparently there's a big journal publication called the Yoga Journal. Mm-hmm. And they do shit all the time that's like obviously racist and fucked up. Like, they had a black woman on a cover, but they didn't tell her that, like, they didn't choose her for the cover. They took a picture and then had a white woman and they took a poll, like, which one do you think should be the cover? Like, they didn't even give her the cover. Or like, they took a picture of a bunch of Desi women, like, I had a whole photo shoot, but the cover they settled on was like a white lady's prayer hands. Like,
because what's gonna sell?
Yeah, so,
and to who?
It's very obvious and apparent, but ain't nobody doing shit about it.
It's so, just,
yeah.
And like, I feel, you know, India was colonized for so long. The sentiment that is there too. I think a lot of people our age are doing a good job of, you know, calling that shit out and, you know, making content that's more authentic to, you know, our culture, but also the older generation at the same time, you'll see that, like, that the colorism, the like idolization of colonial ideals that they were raised on. Because that, I mean, India didn't get independence till fairly recently. So, you know, that shit stays, and it's unfortunate, because Hinduism at its heart is a very sex positive, a very queer positive culture, very, you know, it's a very open religion. You have, you know, the Kama Sutra, it's like encouraging you to have good sex, but then the colonial period happened and then everyone's like, oh, you know, sex is bad.
White man said sex is bad, guys, come on, flip it, never mind.
Precisely, like, oh no, like, there's a whole,
unless you're having sex with a white man. Right.
And then, you know, like, you have so many gods who are dark-skinned and celebrated for it, but then you have a baby girl who's born dark, and, you know, people are asking her mom, like, oh, why didn't she get Oh, your fair color. This is me. I'm the baby girl. My mom's a lot lighter skinned than I am. My dad's dark skinned though, so I ended up somewhere in the middle because of science. So people were asking my mom, like, oh, why? Oh, so unfortunate that she didn't get your coloring. Like, oh, she's so dark. Like, how are you gonna insult a baby girl, you know? Mm-mm. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-mm. I can hear you.
Mm-mm. That's fucked up. I mean, I could see that though, because I don't watch Bollywood movies, but I know like one of the most popular Bollywood people, probably because she's pretty fair and she has blue eyes. I don't know anybody else.
Blue eyes? Mm-hmm.
Shit. I don't know anybody else. I wonder why.
She was like the queen of the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I knew her name. That's all I knew.
So yeah. Did you guys have, I mean, the mothers, the aunties, whomever, did they like have this tradition of whitening soaps or whitening cleansers or anything? That's huge. Ooh, in
like bleach skin.
Yeah, I want to know, because we had like papaya soap, you know. Yeah. That was everybody.
So we had carrot India. Soap.
Carrot.
Ooh, carrots. I didn't think of that.
Did you say okay. Yum?
Yeah,
no. I like carrots. No, it's and I'm a hungry. Lie.
They made it seem like it was nice and healthy, but they didn't tell you.
Chomp, chomp. Wait, let me whiten my skin a little bit. Chomp, chomp.
Not the carrot. Focus, okay? Focus.
So there's a whole industry for this, brightening soaps, fairness soaps.
Yep.
Fair and Lovely is the biggest brand there. That's you know, it's a cream that bleaches your skin, basically.
Yeah.
And they're, I think, currently under fire, which I'm very happy about.
Good.
I think they were forced to rebrand. I mean, they're still selling the same shit, you know, but they're no longer advertising themselves as a skin lightening soap. They're just like, oh yeah, we aid your skin tone. Yeah. Well, it's the same shit. It's the same clown shit. But you know, they don't have the photo of like the dark skin girl like gradually transforming into a white girl on the packaging. So, like, damn, we got that going for them. My mom has stuck up for me every time though, and I'm so thankful. So my great aunt, you know, she'll be like, "Oh, you should use this." My mom would be like, "No, the fuck, she is not." She is not. And then she's like, oh, but she goes out, like, I swam competitively. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was much darker than I am now because I was in the sun for like 3.5-4 hours a day.
How dare you?
So in the summer, you know,
right?
Like, the sun is out. I'm in the pool.
I'm good at tan. The goal.
This is how melanin works.
Yeah, and I was like, there to protect me. Who would have thunk? And then, you know, my mom was telling my great aunts, like, you cannot be proud of her for being an athlete and swimming like this and also tell her that she needs light skin. That's not gonna work. So throw that shit away. Don't put it on her. Don't put it on you. Like, she went off. I was like, oh yes, go mom. Thanks, mom.
So where does that come from? Is your mom just a fucking rebel? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
it runs in the family. We're just all very argumentative and stubborn people in the family, and it's great. We're all just really big personalities.
Yeah, because if you guys don't like back each other up, who will? You know, then we'd be stuck in that mindset.
And I think for my mom too, she, you know, out of her sisters, she was the biggest one. She was the darkest one, so she wants to protect me from a lot of what she had to go through in India growing up. Whenever we do go there. And she's doing a really good job. I think she raised us right. My parents raised us good.
Did the boys definitely got different treatment when it came to skin color, right? Yeah, because they're because like
he's
growing
never
up
been
too.
Offered a fairness cream.
Yeah. Right.
He's darker than I am, man.
And that was the thing is like, true. Okay, boys, go outside, go play. Girls, you stay in here and try to read a book or something. Like, you know, there's just that difference of
Once you don't go outside, need to be they're active. Like, how could you do that? No. Stay out of the sun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or and help your mom in the kitchen. Learn how to cook.
A lot of it's like the clothing things. My brother, like, I mean, India is hot in summer. Y'all, like, it's hot and humid. I don't want to be wearing pants.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to be wearing long sleeves.
Mm-mm.
But we were going to Delhi for the, you know, North India excursion, and my mom, when I was packing, you know, I was in San Francisco when I was packing my bag to go in India, she was like, yeah, pack some tank tops, you know, Delhi is much hotter than South India, so pack some tank tops for that. I was like, okay, yeah, sure. So I packed some racer backs, You know, that's what I think when I think tank top. And they're really cute. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have some like cute fucking outfits for like, this new city in India.
Oh no.
The thing is, my mom's idea of a tank top is not what my idea of a tank top is. My mom's idea is like muscle tank, but like not down to the ribs, just like, you know, like literally just chop the shirt
like
right
a crop
here.
Sleeve, really.
Yeah, exactly. So she's
like you no didn't have any shoulders. Those.
Exactly. So she was like, yeah, like the wide strap. So we got in this huge fight at like 4 in the morning, right before we went to the airport to go on this flight to Delhi. She's like, you're not wearing that. Like, well, I don't have anything else, mom. This is what I packed.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, my brother's showing off like all his leg wearing shorts, I can't wear a tank top. And then it's like, well, no, Delhi is, you know, not safe. Like, I think it's like 4 women a day are kidnapped or something. It's not safe. Right. I will say that. So she had reason to worry. But also I was just annoyed because I'm like, oh, so he can wear a tank top, but I can't wear this? Like, no. So I was like, I'm wearing the damn tank top. I will put a scarf over it if I have to, but I'm wearing this damn shirt. And it was the whole thing. My grandma's like, oh, why do you want to show so much arm? You know, like people will see your tattoo, people will see your shoulders. I'm like, I love that's this fucking shoulder.
Yeah. The
shoulder. You know, like it's a great cool shoulder. Now, it's there. I grew it myself.
I worked hard for this shoulder.
For real. Like I did my fucking lateral raises. I paid my dues.
Yeah. No, I get that. Oh, man.
That's a mess. That's a hot mess. Well, actually, let's just take a quick pause for a second before we talk about anything else for a word from my sponsors. All right. So, yeah, colorism is a bitch. But quick question, just to clarify, were you born here? Did your parents immigrate at a certain point? Did you grow up in California? Because that part I don't know about you.
So I was born in Virginia. My parents were living in Arizona, but then they had to like relocate for dad's job to Virginia for, you know, 6 to 8 months, whatever it was. I was born in Fairfax during that stint. Mm. Moved back to Arizona, lived there till I was 7. And then we all moved to California then. So mm-hmm. I've been here since I was 7. Like, I can't say I'm a California native because I'm not. But
yeah, I guess you've been here enough to know.
You've been here long enough.
Arizona is basically a hot ass California.
Yeah,
like, and it's an extension.
It's an extension state.
I actually really like the Phoenix weather, though. I like everyone hates it. I love the hot and dry.
Isn't yeah? What does it? No, even thank mean? You. I don't even know what that means. All I know is humidity. So. I don't know what that means.
I mean, your skin, your lips, like everything, like you can't. Oh. I can't live in the desert.
So, but the bay doesn't get hot like that at all. So, I mean,
no,
I would
the
think
the bay's just on fire.
Yeah, yeah. That. So it gets hot when there's a fire. But mm-hmm. I would think if you were still in Arizona now, wouldn't you be affected? You have a heat intolerance or like photosensitivity or any of that?
My body gets triggered with sudden changes in the weather, but not necessarily like, if it's constantly hot, I'll be okay.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like last month here, it was like 50 degrees one day, then like 80 the next day. That was not good. That was mm-mm. very bad. Or like sudden shifts in humidity. Oh, fire season was bad. Fire season was very
bad. I didn't even
bad.
Know there was a season. How do you have a season for fires? What's going on?
Because everything's on fucking fire, bro.
It was pretty much all year, too, though, to be honest.
What does that mean? Does that just mean there's less rain? Like, what? Why is
it? So it's like really windy. Yeah, it is dry out, but then also hot sometimes. So
yeah. And we've been in a drought for so long that we just have like all the dry shrubbery, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
So it really is just, you know, it takes not a lot to start a huge thing.
Well, that's
I think
scary.
A couple years ago it was PG&E's fault.
Then you got stupid people doing the gender reveal parties.
That one.
I don't know what they blew up, but
they
it
had like a smoker thing that like literally lit like half of Northern California on fire.
Yep, that was a big one.
It caused like $6 million in damages. It was
No, those pictures were scary. And that was During one of those, I was in one of my teacher trainings, like this extra one I did. It's so weird because when you see stuff like that, you're like, oh, that must suck, man. And I'm thinking like hurricanes, you know, like you just bundle up, you chill, like you wait it out, like, oh, maybe I lose power. But people were like crying and like fearful, and they're like, you know, I literally cannot breathe. Like if I open the door, I'm fucking coughing for 2 hours. And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, snowing ash.
Like,
whoa. We had a historical event happen last year, actually. The last time this happened in the world was like in the 1700s, maybe. But the smoke rose so high in the atmosphere that the sun couldn't get through. So it was dark all day. Like
Oh,
the
hell
sky
no.
was a very dark orange. It was terrifying and apocalyptic. It was
Yeah.
awful. My family was on evacuation notice for a couple weeks there because of the Santa Cruz fires, which were kind of creeping into our area. We were like 20 to 40 minutes away driving from the closest fire, so we were on evacuation notice while my cat was missing. So I was like really scared that I would have to leave her behind and evacuate, and that was terrifying.
Yeah, like everybody had to have their cars packed up and just ready. Like, you don't know if you'd keep your homes
This
because
is scary.
they're actually like the San Jose Mountains too. They had their own fire. You have like 20 fires going on all around
That
you
shit
with
is
all these
scary as
heavy
fuck.
winds going in all directions, which is why you can kind of like sense too, like when it's starting to get ashy in the air or the sunset's looking red. I'm like, oh shit, where's the fire here in California? It's coming. It
I saw
like
pictures of people like on, and I don't know what part it was. I don't know geography either, so but yeah, in that midst, in that fire, and it was like they were trying to evacuate, but it was so hot that their car tires are melting, and so people were leaving the cars and
No.
just running on the street.
Oh my
No,
God.
fuck that. Okay.
Oh, that
That's
was
so
probably like
bad.
just way close to it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you see all like the, you know, the pet videos, like these pets were, you know, they were separated from the humans and they're in the shelters, and like it's shit's scary, man. Then you have the people who think climate change isn't real, and I'm like, bitch, the world's on fire. Shut the fuck up.
No, I know a lot of people that are like, when COVID hit, they're like, oh, I got tons of N90 facts. Fire, baby. And I'm like, what do you mean? Why do you have
Oh
that
yeah.
mask? Yeah,
Yeah,
like that's not
you
new.
know. Don't want to say we had them before they were trendy, but we did. It's shitty that we did. It's really bad that we did.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone's
And
got a
you're
pack in their
supposed to
car.
just like, this is the thing I don't get is like, there's these giant fires happening. We're in a pandemic, right? Shit is like fucking wild. And then people are still like, I want to be able to go to the gym. Like, how is that still
You're
here?
from
Like, at
Florida
the
too. I feel
top of
like
that.
that's you're in the worst state to be in the pandemic.
Yeah.
All I see every I every single time I see a Miami headline, I'm like, oh shit.
Yo, the bars are open. People are straight chilling. Like, ain't shit happening.
That's some next level privilege. But during that time, it wasn't just the California fires. Everything was going on at once. Like Florida was getting you were getting your hurricanes. Iowa and all of the Midwest, they were getting those
They were
like
getting the, what did they call theirs? Bi-tor- no, they call
yeah,
it,
those
what
like
did they call
tornadoes that were
it?
flat
What?
and went
There's
on
a
for like
word for it,
thousands
because
of
it happened to
acres.
Chloe after it, because I would have never heard of that. I didn't know that happened.
It was like a
But
super tornado or something, I
yeah,
think,
it's like
something like that.
hurricane level, but it's not raining. Like the wind level of hurricanes,
What
like,
the fuck?
yeah, her roof in her like backyard was totally destroyed, and in Iowa.
Yeah. And then like corn crops of like thousands of acres were all destroyed, and that's pretty much all of their, you know, their economy in the Midwest as well. So that was like
Was
huge.
all at the same time. I forgot.
Yeah,
People
and
are
people
still
were
like,
still
I don't want to
complaining.
wear a mask at the gym. Like, how is that at the top of your list? Did you not see everything else? Like, that's all you got to worry about right now? I can't understand it.
No,
The
people are
world
telling me it's like a
sucks.
fake pandemic. I'm like, people are dying.
They have to see
People
it
are dying.
literally in front of their face. Like, you have to hold their hand. Let's go to the ICU today, honey. Like, you wouldn't. What do you need?
Or the videos that I don't know if y'all have seen this in your like circle, but the videos that come up after all the partying, all the hanging out. I'm sorry, guys. You should all take this seriously. And I'm full of regret, but I just tested positive for COVID. And like, bitch, I told you.
Most people I know that have just go back to hoeing after that, you know?
Like, yes. Like, oh, it's a free test. Anything. It's fine, right. You know?
Like, yeah, they're like, I survived. Here we go. Right back at it.
There's so many people I see on like Instagram, and I'm just like, how are you not sick yet?
Honestly.
Every time. So that. I've had a couple, like, you know, when I get a scratchy throat, if I get, you know, a little bit of cough, I'm like, it could be allergies, it could be something else. Because we're in the age group where like shit's whack and doesn't present the way it's supposed to, whatever. Yeah. So I will go get the test and sit at home, literally not leave my apartment, the four walls of my apartment, until I'm clear. I'm like, and then there's the other side. There's the other side of the spectrum who's like has a fever, but yeah, whatever, I'll go to a bar. I'll do this. I don't give a fuck. Yep. Like, oh my God.
That's nasty. I could see germs in the air now.
No. There's like levels to that though of how mad it'll make me. Because it's everyone, right? Like people that are doing what they're supposed to do, like that's the lower percentage. So everybody on my timeline is like being a hoe out there, social hoeing it up, just freaking breathing particles in people's faces and shit. But the ones that get me though are like the fake woke people, you know, like they'll post some Black Lives Matter shit and then go huff and puff in somebody's face, or like, you know, they'll post some like liberation or whatever it is, whatever thing is cool in 2020, because everything was cool for a bit. But it's
I had to yell at a bunch of teenagers.
Can't do both of those.
A couple weeks ago.
At Target?
Yeah, they were, you know, like talking social justice and all the shit, but also literally right here over my shoulder. I'm like, can you read a book 6 feet away from me, please?
It doesn't make sense.
Please, like, you have, you know, BLM, all cops are bastards, in your profile, but you do not understand that being this close to people and screaming in public places is not helping.
Yeah.
You are making it worse for the people who are affected the worst by this. Shut the fuck up.
I don't care.
Go away. Like, I was like, I've become that old lady and I'm okay with it.
It's fine.
Yeah, but we're done with saviors. We're tired of them.
Mm-hmm. like everybody,
do you want a pat on your back because you read a book that was written by a white woman?
Mm-hmm. Well, I posted an MLK quote. I care. I
you posted the black square, y'all. I did the thing.
I totally care. I posted a picture of a white hand holding a black one, guys.
Oh man,
come on.
Or the meme where it's like the two arm wrestlers.
What do you mean from the Rocky son of a bitch thing or something else?
I don't know where it's from, but it's like it's usually just like used. It's like white people, black people coming together to you know end racism. I posted that meme. And it's like did the thing.
Did it. Fixed it.
Everything's fine.
But also, I want to go vacation in Mexico and have brown people serve me drinks. Fixed it.
Because there it's it cheap. It's cheap over here.
It's just a bucket list item, guys. You know, I just needed to do this before I turned 20. I'm finding myself.
For my mental health. It's for my mental health.
Ooh.
It's a me-cation.
It's a me-cation. Oh, I hate it here. The worst. Oh, man. Do you think you will compete in 2021?
Man, I don't know. So I was supposed to compete in 2020. I have a meet credit from that that I can use in 2021 if I want to. There is one meet that's very close. It's being held locally, and I would love for my family to come see me compete because, you know, the venue's like, it's in Santa Clara. It's like 30-minute drive from their house. The convention center. I think it's the Fit Expo, but it's the Fit Expo. So everyone
yeah,
I thought is
like
going to be there.
Oh,
is it September now? I thought it was
or something
June.
Like that. Something in August. So but your family's never seen you compete before?
They have. They came to my first meet. My mom's come to all of my meets. And my brother's been to a couple. My dad came to my first one, but I want them all to be there. And like, you know, a huge thing is like, you know, I've only competed a couple hours away, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes they're just not all up to the drive. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, I wouldn't want to drive 2 hours at 4 in the morning either. Like, it's chill. But Santa Clara is so close, so it'd be really awesome to do that. But it's the Fit Expo, and everyone's going to be there. It's going to be a fucking huge thing. So I'm a little on the fence for that one, because I don't want them to be at risk of getting COVID just to see me compete. I don't want to be at risk of COVID just to compete.
It's all indoors. Really, everybody's going to walk around with their spray tan shirts off.
What did Joe say last episode? If the consequence is death, then no.
Exactly. Like, no,
the consequence is death, I'm out.
Just to get your free samples.
Am I itching to max out? Yeah, completely. I'm you know, like everyone out there, I want to get on a platform, but I also would rather not be in the hospital.
Yeah.
Which I feel is reasonable.
Yeah. What I remember about the convention center, and just thinking back to it, is like, it was such a big space for a small event. Like, you know, it's just like powerlifting and bodybuilders, but all of our booths were like super far away. The powerlifting center was like in its own little corner of 100 acres. Ooh, like nobody was around. Or like in the outside tent over in the San Jose Convention Center. It was just like a huge space for a small stage.
I went to the Sacramento Fit Expo a couple years ago, and it was the opposite. Like, it was
packed.
It's a pretty big space in general because it's the convention center, but it was packed. There were a lot of people there, especially in the powerlifting zone.
Yeah, and the thing about these competitions and events is like everybody's going to be itching to compete for the first time in 2 years, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. go out and get their free muscle milk, you know. It's just free muscle. No. Not a good
people
list.
Travel, yeah. That's the thing about it, people travel for it, so it's like that's the thing that gets me is people, at least in this state, they're like, oh, well, it's only bad in South Florida. We're in Central Florida. We're going to have a competition and we'll be safe. Like, that's if everybody's driving works. To you,
yeah,
that's not how it works.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe if something opens up like November, December, if it's better by then. As it stands with the numbers now, and just, I work on some COVID studies at work, knowing how that's going, like, I don't think I'd be comfortable doing anything before September, at the very least, at this rate.
Dude, that sounds so close from now. It's like February already. How the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
I know.
But also, I mean, here in California, they're talking about the, like, I already know a lot of people who work at a clinic or a hospital who've got, freaking Marcy got her vaccine already. Hey!
Finally.
So, like, vaccines, hopefully, come April will be just a little better distributed.
I'm hoping so. My mom's actually getting it soon because my mom's an aquatic fitness instructor at the gym. So, you know, they're opening up for outdoor classes now. So she's eligible to get the vaccine. So I think she's getting it like next week, this week.
Oh, you guys are running things different then. I don't know. I don't have that much hope the way things are going in good old Florida, in the country of Florida. I don't have that much hope because it's February and most healthcare professionals are not vaccinated. Okay. So, no.
I mean, it's not much better here, to be honest. Yeah. It's just like,
no, I think it's going to be freaking end of the year by the time there's 10 more strains.
Like, California has their own strain now, too.
Cali does. Oh, okay. So I think that's what, 3 by
now. Yeah. Yeah. Because LA is a mess. LA is a hot mess right now. So, a new mutation was discovered there fairly recently, and I was like, oh, good.
Cool. So that's separate from the UK one and the South African one.
Yes, and the Brazil one.
Oh, there's a Brazil one. All right, so then we're, hold on.
We're at five.
We're at five. One hand. Yeah. We're at one hand. It's only February.
Yeah. We're doing great, guys. We're doing a really good job.
Oh god,
we're at five fingers.
New Zealand has concerts now.
That's another thing. I'm just like, okay, all these other countries, especially New Zealand, like, yeah, they got a good leader, they're doing everything, they're actually complying, but people are still traveling. So why is the world still open? And I feel so like in this bubble.
It's just because money talks. Like no one gives a fuck because people got to make their money. It's like, oh,
pretty much.
Dude, but it's traveling at a faster rate.
Listen, dying is only for the poor, okay? Rich people don't die.
That's it's their fault they got COVID.
That's a poor people problem.
It is what it is. Right?
Poor people of color.
You can't get helicopter to the hospital that has space. Yeah. That's your fault.
Yeah.
All right. That's for the pores.
Tiny cough. Just go to work. It's fine. Yes. You know.
And don't forget, I mean, New Zealand sounds very white because it's like where a lot of people go to travel. It's so green. It's beautiful. It's what you see in the pictures. But it's like got a huge history of Polynesian, like native brown people that we're not talking about that have also suffered from COVID.
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't even think about that angle. I'm sure it's the same here. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if they are entirely fucked right now. I would not be surprised.
I would hope they're doing okay, but I just... People are so opposed to everything just shutting down for, like, X amount of weeks to just get it under control. And it's like, do you want this reality for the unforeseeable future? Like, do you never want to do things with your friends at bars again? Like, all right.
Oh, man. It's just algorithms are against us. People will see the information they want to see and just keep feeding into their falsehoods, thinking they're truth. And everything is like policy, like politics. Like, you know, I don't, just because I think COVID is real doesn't mean I don't think this politician is trash. These are two separate things. Like, I don't understand. And you could
global warming, even though there's fires all around you.
Yeah, like, I don't get it.
Oh, but I don't see it. It's not affecting me.
So even if you go on people's like comments, like let's say AOC had some post, somebody shared about multiple sclerosis medication price going up. Like that's a very specific problem, right? And I made the mistake of going to the comment section, and it's just like a bunch of vitriol about shit that's unrelated. Like they're not even watching the video because their homie and their friend and whoever else posted and said something, and that's what they saw. So they go to the video and say, oh well, you're a Jew hater because you signed blah blah whatever, right? And it had nothing to do with what she said. Wow. But since everybody's talking about some other bullshit, that's what you saw, and that's what you were like, uh-huh, register, got it. it's a never-ending cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I see these stories about healthcare in other countries. Like, there was that one going around a while ago about that guy who was in, like, Denmark or something, and he thought he had cancer, so his doctor told him, like, go to an oncology clinic. So he went to the oncology clinic, and they, you know... He didn't have insurance because he was a visitor to Denmark, but I think the whole thing cost him like $15 to get, you know, the scans, whatever blood work he needed. No, and like there was no hoops to jump through. They just like they were like, well, you have a mask, so we're taking you right back. Oh, I don't need to fill out no, what forms? You have a mask. Come on, let's go. They were like, okay, we need to take your blood. He was like, oh, I can make an appointment to get my blood. No, no appointment. You have a mask. Let's go.
Yeah.
And he was in and out in an hour. And I was just like, that is beautiful. That is so efficient. It's beautiful. Like,
wow.
He didn't have to talk to anyone on the phone to get an appointment and convince them that he needs it.
Prior authorizations and a referral from here. No, that doctor's out of network. Can't go there.
He didn't need like a referral from Jesus.
Reach your deductible so that you got to pay 80% of that. And like...
Oh, but you have co-insurance, so that's different. That's a different form.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, you'll have to come back later to fill out that form, because our printers are broken right now, so we can't print the form for you.
Yo, it's a hot mess, and you hear about all these things. And you wouldn't know about it unless it personally affects you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Love to see it.
Yep. Well, in other news, Shravia is somewhat thriving. She's lifting in her living room. She is alive. Her lungs work. Not COVID free. So, good things could still happen. All right.
Yes.
Good things could still.
Shit's good. Life is good. I mean, you know, for the greater status of the world is not great.
Not great.
But my personal life.
The world is all
right. I'm thriving. I'm happy.
I'm going to hang on to that, you know?
You're doing
thank
well.
You for that. You keep doing well. Thank you.
Doing my goddamn best over here.
Something good can still happen. This is great. Oh, man. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we missed out on this conversation by chance?
I feel like I've been wanting to just, like, say something about advocating for your damn healthcare. Like, we've all been through the ringer with it, and I still see people who are surprised to learn that they can request testing or, you know, request a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's important. Like, especially if you have an instinct, like, it's your body. If you think something's wrong, it's worth looking into. It's your body. So there's different ways to go about it, but especially if you have a doctor that doesn't, like, listen to you, I feel like getting argumentative is okay. I've definitely done the thing where I request, like, oh, you're gonna ignore me? Okay, I want you to write that down. Write down that you ignored me. And I've been that bitch, and it's highly effective, I'm not gonna lie. So that's kind of just, like, what I wanted to spit out real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're for it. Definitely.
Yeah, write down that you requested tests and they refused.
Here's the thing that request your medical records too. And not like the little pretty after visit, call us if you have any flu symptom. Like, no, like, request the actual visit notes, because you'll be surprised how many people will write shit and they never talk to you about it. They never ask you the questions. And maybe that question would have changed the course of you trying to find a diagnosis or whatever it is that you're trying to do. Like, request the notes and fucking call them out on that shit. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like literally malfeasance. Like, that's literally like the, oh, they didn't talk to me about whether or not I have muscle twitches and spasms and I have sleep disturbances, but the note says patient denies.
Yeah, I ended up, so going back to my urgent care orange juice debacle, I ended up actually reporting that doctor because I was exactly. Like, homeboy was more worried about my orange juice than he was about my 104 degree fever.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And people can report, you could file grievances with most insurances, to your actual state as a department of health that manages licenses. All that good shit. Or if they work for somebody, fuck them. Let them know too. Same letter, send it to everybody. Fuck it. Because it, like, at the end of the day, these people are fucking up and nobody's checking them. So what are they going to do? They're going to keep fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we pay them.
A lot too. Damn.
A lot. I show up with a 105 fever. You talking about orange juice.
I would not drink a liter of orange juice in a day when I'm not. Do you think I just drink orange juice like this every day? No, bitch.
Mm-mm.
No.
That OJ is bad for your health.
OJ is not good for you, honey. Like, oh, you look a little fluffy. You must not know anything. Let me tell you about orange juice. Fucking stupid. Advocate for yourselves. You don't have to be nice to your doctors. They need to be nice to you. Okay, the end.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Shravia.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Disabled Girls out.
Thanks for listening to Disabled Girls Who Left. We appreciate all of your support and everyone who's taken the time to show us some love. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, or write a review of our channel. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Player FM, Google Podcasts, and more. You can also find us on Instagram @DisabledGirlsWhoLift.